Area 82, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland and Labrador, 54th Assembly of Alcoholics Anonymous, October 12th to 14th, 2018. Friday, October 12th, 2018. Area Officers DCMS Meeting. Chairperson Boyd B. called the meeting to order at 7 p.m. Boyd welcomed all in attendance, with a few moments of silence followed by the Serenity Prayer. Introductions. Area Officers and DCMS. Chairperson Boyd B., GSD Tim M., Alt, GSD Kirk S., Treasurer Dwayne McD., Secretary Registrar Trudy D., GSO Guest Racy J. DCMS, District 1, Samara G., District 2, Shane S., District 3, Polly H., District 4, Pete N., Alternate DCM, District 5, Stan E., District 6, Matt M., District 7, John Hugh G., District 8, Don C. District 9, Malcolm C. District 10, Bill A. District 12, Alfred S. District 13, Ed D. Alternate DCM. District 14, Jeff B. Alternate DCM. District 15, Jerry W. District 17, Monique M. District 11 and 16, no DCMs. GSO Guest, Racy J. Observers, Brent M., GSR Shuby, Gary, GSR Hansport, Blair A., GSR Downtown Dartmouth. 12 Traditions, read by Jerry W. 2017 Minutes, read by Trudy D. No errors or omissions. Motion to accept the minutes made by Malcolm C. and seconded by Samara G. All in favor, and the minutes were adopted. Treasurer Report. Dwayne McD. gave his report. Operation Ledger starting balance was $18,956.15. We transferred from prudent reserve to top up our budget as well as a return of an overpayment made by area officer. That left us with a starting operational balance of $28,134.00. Registration for Newfoundland service weekend, $750. Unused from Canadian Regional Forum, $250. Which left an operating balance of $28,987.00. Funds disbursed, $22,358.90. Operational account, $6,628.14, with no outstanding checks. Prudent account opening balance, $14,055. Upcoming budget account, $16,295, plus $1,273 in group contributions, plus $9.08 interest from prudent account, plus $9.82 interest on this account, with a total of $17,294.83. Total disbursed funds, $22,358.90. Dwayne moved the acceptance of the report. Motion to accept made by Monique M. and seconded by Tim M. Roll call. Active groups. District 1, 26. District 2, 14. District 3, 11. District 4, 7. District 5, 6. District 6, 9. District 7, 14. District 8, 12. District 9, 22. District 10, 8. District 11, 6. District 12, 9. District 13, 3. District 14, 11. District 15, 35. District 16, 7. District 17, 6. Total active groups, 205. Assembly Weekend Agenda. Boyd B., Chairperson, reviewed Assembly Weekend Agenda. Between roll call and elections, we will discuss Alfred and Tim's proposals. FYI from CRAASA for $400 for translations. This will be talked about during the budget. No need to ask for a motion as we agree to support CRAASA. 1. Election of Trustee at Large Canada. Murdo M. is going to let his name stand for this position. 2. A motion will be made to amend the service weekend agendas to allow for time for committee chairs from across the area to be invited to attend their provincial service weekends in 2019 and discuss what is happening in their districts. 3. Area financially responsible for Nova Scotia service weekend and the service weekend bank account. Who should be signers on the account? 4. Service weekend date changes. 5. Budget. Motion to adjourn the meeting by Tim M. All in favor. Boyd B. Chairperson closed the meeting with a responsibility pledge. Saturday, October 13th, 2018, 9 a.m., Chairperson Boyd B. opened the meeting with a few minutes of silence, followed by the Serenity Prayer, introductions of Area 82 DCMS and area officers. Chairperson Boyd B., GSD Tim M., Alt-GSD Kirk S., Treasurer Dwayne McD., Secretary Registrar Trudy D., GSO Guest Racy J., DCMS District 1, Samara, District 2, Shane S., District 3, Polly H., District 4, Peter N., District 5, Stan E., District 6, Matt M., District 7, John Hugh G., District 8, Don C., District 9, Malcolm C., District 10, Bill A., District 12, Alfred S., District 13, Ed D., Alt-DCM, District 14, Jeff B., Alt-DCM, District 15, Jerry W., District 17, Monique M., Districts 11 and 16, no DCMs. 12 Traditions, read by Kirk S., Sympathies, members spoke the names of the AA members we have lost over this past year from our area. A few moments of silence were observed to remember the members who passed away. Mission statement was read by GSD Tim M. Minutes from the 2017 Area 82 Assembly, read by Trudy D. and Dwayne McD. No errors or omissions. A motion was made to approve the minutes by Fred D., seconded by Shane S. Motion passed unanimously. Minutes adopted. Review of agenda, Boyd B. Chairperson reviewed the Assembly weekend agenda. New business, putting the proposals before the election. Ad number 1, election of the trustee at large for Canada. Murdo M. was elected as a representative. Number 2, amend the service weekend agenda to allow time for subcommittees to meet. Number 3, financing of the Nova Scotia service weekend by the area. Number 4, service weekend date changes. Motion to approve the agenda made by Monique M. and seconded by Larry. All in favor. DCM reports are attached. There are no DCM reports for Districts 11 and 16. GSO guest address. Racy J. works at GSO. GSO is ours, so we should use it. AA Around the World is a new page on AA.org. Responding to disasters. They must help groups if things were to happen. Regional correspondent is Diana L., who works with the professional community. How to incorporate the 12 legacies in your life, and a new anonymity poster were also some of the new things out of GSO. Past delegates address. Murdo M., Panel 57 delegate. What an honor it has been to have met the people I have in the last 20 years. It is a gift I never imagined. Remember my first meeting in New York, and something came over me. I have been very blessed, and one of my favorite things has always been remote communities. To go to Labrador and see the other communities was heartwarming. I've been given many gifts. I love Alcoholics Anonymous, what it has done for me and the people I'm associated with. Treasurer Report. See report attached. Dwayne McD gave his report. A motion to accept the treasurer's report was made by Eric and seconded by Jerry. Approved unanimously. Alternate Delegate Report. See report attached. Kirk S. gave his alternate General Service Delegate Report. General Service Delegate Report. Slideshow. Contact Tim for a copy. Tim M. gave his General Service Delegate Report. Active Area Committee Reports. See reports attached. 1. Remote Community Report. Jane B. delivered report. 2. Webmaster Report. Matt D. delivered report. Motion to accept all reports by Dwight and seconded by Terry. Lunch. Roll call. Trudy D., secretary, conducted the roll call of the group's attendance with the following results. District 1, 7 out of 26. District 2, 5 out of 14. District 3, 7 out of 11. District 4, 0 out of 7. District 5, 1 out of 6. District 6, 2 out of 9. District 7, 7 out of 14. District 8, 0 out of 12. District 9, 3 out of 22. District 10, 7 out of 8. District 11, 1 out of 6. District 12, 7 out of 9. District 13, 1 out of 3. District 14, 3 out of 11. District 15, 12 out of 35. District 16, 0 out of 7. District 17, 3 out of 6. Total 205 groups, 66 GSRs present, 5 area officers, 14 DCMS, equals 85 votes. Election guideline vote. Dwayne proposed a question. Do we want to change the way we are holding elections as of today? Shane seconded it. Voted to change the guidelines 22. Voted not to change 38. Motion is defeated. Guidelines will not be changed. Minority voice. Monique M. stated that there is a past DCM of District 17 that would make a great area officer, but because they didn't let their name stand at the time, they would have to run again for DCM to get another chance. Terry said that not changing the guidelines, you are really limiting our pool of talent area officers. Matt D., looking at something like this and trying to increase the pool, group conscious would take care of a past DCM running for an area officer if they were not from our area or had been out of service for too long. Boyd asked if anyone in the majority wanted to change their vote. Another vote was taken due to someone wanting to change their vote. Do we want to change the guidelines? 39, yes. Not to change, 27. The motion was carried. New business elections. Racy J explained the election process. Area 82 runs all elections following the third legacy procedure. To be elected to each position requires 2/3 majority. If after the fourth ballot there is no winner, then we will ask the floor if they wish to go to a fifth ballot or go to the hat. If we go to the hat, the names remaining will be entered and one name drawn from the hat to be the successful candidate. If we chose a fifth ballot and the result did not produce a winner, it then goes to the hat. Racy J, our GSO guest, is running the election for us. Scrutineers were Joe and Steve. Delegate, first ballot. Samara G, 10, Alfred S, 6, Kirk S, 66, Trudy D, 8, Dwayne M, 4. Kirk S. was elected after the first ballot. Congratulations, Kirk. Alternate delegate. First ballot, Samara G., 19, Trudy D., 26, Dwayne M., 16, Alfred S., 20. Second ballot, Samara G., 20, Trudy D., 33, Alfred S., 19. Third ballot, Samara G., 22, Trudy D., 40. Fourth ballot, Samara G., 26, Trudy D., 55. Trudy D. was elected after the fourth ballot. Congratulations, Trudy. Area Chairperson. First ballot, Samara G., 11, Jerry W., 28, Monique M., 14, Dwayne M., 13, Alfred S., 8. Second ballot, Jerry W., 39, Monique M., 17. Third ballot, Jerry W., 62, Monique M., 15. Jerry W. was elected after the third ballot. Congratulations, Jerry. Treasurer. First ballot. Samara G, 19. Polly H, 10. Bale A, 9. Alfred S, 15. Monique M, 24. Second ballot. Samara G, 17. Monique M, 36. Third ballot. Samara G, 32. Monique M, 45. Fourth ballot. Samara G, 30. Monique M, 47. In the hat. Monique M. Monique M. was elected from the hat. Congratulations, Monique. Secretary, first ballot, Dwayne M., 26, Samara G., 38, Alfred S., 13. Second ballot, Dwayne M., 19, Samara G., 52, Alfred S., 5. Samara G. was elected after the second ballot. Congratulations, Samara. Meeting adjourned until Sunday morning to continue with the new business items. Sunday, October 14th, 2018. Boyd B. opened the meeting and welcomed everyone back to continue the new business. Continuation of new business. 1. Trustee at Large of Canada. Murdo M. was elected because he was the only candidate. 2. Service weekends and assembly to allow subcommittees to attend the discussion what is happening in their district. Allow a time slot but must do it as per guidelines. Motioned by Kirk, seconded by Tim. All in favor? 3. Service weekend bank account. Tim moved that a full accounting of both service weekends be provided at the assembly, and that the signing officers to be sitting delegate, alt delegate, and chairperson. Tim makes a motion that reporting of Nova Scotia and Newfoundland service weekends be presented at the area assembly. Seconded by Mark. Motion carried. 4. Date changes for service weekends, June 14th to 16th and July 5th to 7th. 5. asking groups to give area more money. Fred made motion to ask groups to consider a larger amount to the area in order to help ease the deficit. Seconded by Angela, motion carried. 6. Budget. Dwayne gave his report and the budget is attached. Seconded by Polly, unanimous. Boyd thanked the host committee and District 12. See everyone at the service weekends and assembly next year. Area 82 assembly closed at 11 a.m. with the responsibility statement.